Good afternoon. This is KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A with some of our friends. Hello, friends. Thank you for being here today. I'm Jody Denberg, and our friends are here to spend some quality time with Robin Hitchcock and Emma Swift. And Robin, good to see you. It's been a couple years.
It has, hasn't it? God, you're right. It is in this very building, but it was on a Sunday.
It was on a Sunday, and we spun some records during South by Southwest.
It was a Beatle Fest.
We tend to do that.
Yes.
You and I. It's good to have you back here and playing tonight at the Parish at 9 o'clock. With Emma Swift, who's going to join you musically and join us verbally in a moment or two. Gosh, to introduce Robin would take up all our time. Just say what an amazing songwriter and musician and artist and human being he is and has been making great music for 40 years. And has a new album called The Man Upstairs. And the penultimate time you visited me, you were here with producer Joe Boyd.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he was reading from his book, and then you would play songs to illustrate some of the stories he would tell about the artists that he produced, like Nick Drake and Pink Floyd and the Incredible String Band. And now you enlisted Joe Boyd to produce The Man Upstairs, and you said that was something that you wanted to have happen for a long time.
We've been talking about it for about 20 years, and... Because Joe produced these records that I was listening to, geez, nearly 50 years ago. I mean, it's 50 years since Bob Dylan did his first electric show. Mm-hmm. Joe was the stage manager at that. So he's been there pretty continuously. And eventually he agreed to make a record to produce me if we could do it recorded and mixed in a week, which was actually great because it just about fit my budget. And I'm fairly impatient, so we had no drums or anything on it, you know. It was good. And he said, why don't you just do, you know, half your own songs and half somebody else's? He said, like a Judy Collins album. I think he was referring to In My Life, which came out in 1967, but Joe was not actually involved in that record at all. So maybe he'd never heard it. I'd never heard it, but... I think we've traced it back to this Judy Collins album. So basically, this is us kind of blindly trying to simulate a Judy Collins album, which means that I can then start going out with Stephen Stills.
But I wanted Graham.
And only the people here know that your partner today, Emma Swift, is wearing a Crosby, Stills, and Nash t-shirt, I'm noticing.
I am indeed. I love David Crosby. I brought several Crosby t-shirts on tour.
Are you going to use a Crosby t-shirt tonight?
I may do.
Okay. There's a big presence of, because Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young are pretty much the definitive sound of 2015 in terms of indie rock. You know, that's where everybody is basically at.
The Fleet Foxes.
And it's just very much in the air, you know. Nothing's changed in that respect. The universe has crumbled. Everyone's been broken into tiny pieces and reassembled the wrong way round, and three quarters of us are dead, and toothpaste is altered, and you can't smoke anymore. But Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Deja Vu, Album of the Year. Here we go.
And for the first time that I can remember, you have a harmony singer with you.
Oh, lackadaddy, I do. I just happen to have Ms. Swift here with me. And actually, fortunately, we can't burst into anything off that record. But Em's a proper singer, and I'm a stylist. So, you'll hear Emma's opening the show tonight.
At 9 o'clock at the Parish. And so the two of you are going to make beautiful music together for us in front of an audience on KUTX. What would you like to start with?
Well, this is a song by the Psychedelic Furs, which is the first track on my new record that Joe Boyd produced. And it lacks that we haven't got the cello, so that nice little tune isn't happening, but it means it's shorter. People's attention spans have contracted since 1984 when that song was written. It's going to take about 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Just see if you can remember the beginning by the end. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
A man in my shoes runs a light, and all the papers lie tonight. But falling over you is the news of the day. Angels fall like rain, and love, 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 you can't give it away. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't fade. The race is on, I'm on your side, and hearing you, my engines die. I'm in a mood for you, or for running away. Stars come down in you, and love, love, love is all of heaven away. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't fade. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. Don't you go, it makes no sense when all your talk and supermen just take away the time, or they get in the way. Ain't it just like rain? And love, love, love is only heaven away. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't fade. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't.
Thank you. It's Robin Hitchcock with Emma Swift live on KUTX, and The Ghost in You is on Robin's latest album, The Man Upstairs. And actually, you'll be playing upstairs tonight because the parish is upstairs.
Is it?
Yes, on 6th Street.
I hear it's got a good sound. Someone said the acoustics were great in the parish.
It's a good sounding room. Not as good as this room, but it's good sounding.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess the later it gets, the further upstairs you need to be.
We'll take you up. So I'm getting ready for coming down here today, and I go to my shelf with my Robin Hitchcock music, and there's a lot of music. There's a lot of original releases and reissues and compilations, and I just kind of marvel at the amount of art that you make, not only music, but drawings and paintings and short stories. Are you just constantly working, for lack of a better word?
I like to be, because you have all eternity in which not to exist. So you might as well keep busy while you're here. Plus, actually, I just feel better if I'm producing something. I mean, you know, humans are restless creatures. We're not very good at sitting there and staring at the lily pads and contemplating the sky. You know, we make trouble, or we make art, or we make discoveries or something. So, you know, it's what I do. I just like to... I've been alive quite a long time, so that I've left a big trail.
Yeah, if we go back to the Soft Boys, we're talking almost 40 years from their first record.
Mercy, you're right. It is. It's 38 years... Oh, this year since the first Soft Boys EP.
So that's a lot of music. Do you have an occasion to listen back to music you've done over these decades, except when you're compiling box sets and looking for outtakes and things like that?
Well, less and less, because when you've made your first record, you listen to it quite a bit. Ooh, it's my first record, like looking at your first baby or something, you know. Not that I've had 38 children. And then the more records you make, the less time you have to listen to them. So now I listen to them a lot when I'm, you know, compiling them. And I've listened to The Man Upstairs, because the record label sent me a white, record company sent me a white label, a test pressing, and I actually really enjoyed it. But I don't suppose I'll listen to it. No, I don't listen to them at all, actually. But, you know, but they're there. I'm very happy, and I'm very pleased that they're coming out on vinyl now. And, you know, it's... These days, it's like 25 years ago, the record company sends you this white label. It's, I mean, you feel like you've done something, you know, when you've got a little skippy little compact disc. I mean, it's barely the size of a lily pad. You can hardly throw it over the pond, doing, doing like that.
And so when you play a show tonight, which is, you know, just you and Emma, you have a lot of freedom with the set list. It's not like you have a band and everyone has to know every song. So how in the world do you figure out what you're going to play?
Well, I gathered that tonight there are some people coming who saw us in Houston last night. So I said, well, I won't play any of the same songs. So that means that knocks out 12 straight away. So I'll figure it out. I've got a lot of songs lying about.
I'll say. How about another one now?
Well, this is a vintage one, which we probably won't play tonight because we did it yesterday. So Emma and I are going to attempt Queen Elvis, and I'm going to play it too fast to begin with, and then it slows down. So it starts like this. People get what they deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis? See that man that mows his lawn? He'll hang in drag before the dawn. Some are made and some are born to be Queen Elvis. It could break your mother's heart. It's already broken your father's heart. Coming out's the hardest part. You're Queen Elvis. Justify your special ways. Justify your special ways. Getting blowjobs from the press. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, I'm jealous, can't you guess? I'd never squeeze into your dress. Not now. Queen Elvis. Justify your special ways. Justify your special ways. Two mirrors make infinity. In
the mirror, you and me. Find out just what love could be. Queen Elvis. Oh, and I'll sculpt you so very hard. Oh, and I'll sculpt you till you bleed. People get what they deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis?
That was Robin Hitchcock live on KUTX with Emma Swift and Queen Elvis. And Emma Swift is on at 9 tonight at the Parish, and then Robin and Emma together. So if you're in another city and someone says Austin, Texas to you, what do you think of?
I think of you.
Thank you.
And then I think of Mac, our old friend Ian McClacken. And then I think of Guadalupe and San Jacinto, and whether it's pronounced Jacinto or Jacinto. And I think of the Congress, you know, that state capital, the dome, the cupola, and that great long road. Then I think of Las Manitas, the dearly departed. It's a Mexican joint. It was really good. And all the groovers at South by Southwest, they'd all turn up and you could all meet the British Radio 2 DJs, and they were all in there. And it was a great spot. And I think of that, the hotel. Oh, God, it's the one right by the bridge. Hyatt, I think. I don't know. But, you know, they're very regular. You know, I mean, fortunately, you're still open, Jody. We weren't closed down for renovation. But, I mean, if these things happen...
Well, you've spent so much time here playing venues that no longer exist, like Liberty Lunch, and places still exist, like the Cactus Cafe, and tonight at the Parish. And it's always good to have you back in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Robin.
Oh, thanks, Jody.
And I'll tell you what, if you're listening on the radio or streaming us, if you want to hear more from Robin and Emma, join us tonight at the Parish. And everybody here, stick around, because we're going to do a couple more songs that we will post on our website exclusively at kutx.org. My thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer today, and thank you once again, Robin Hitchcock, Emma Swift.
Oh, thank you.